In 1791, 7-year-old Lavinia McCartan awakens on a Virginia tobacco plantation called Tall Oaks, her memories fragmented after months at sea. Recently orphaned, this Irish girl has become an indentured servant, assigned to work in the kitchen house under Belle, a young enslaved woman who is startled to discover Lavinia is white. Malnourished and traumatized, Lavinia struggles until Mama May, the plantation's maternal figure, nurses her back to health with chicken broth and tender care. As Lavinia recovers, she forms deep bonds with the enslaved community, particularly Mama May's family. Papa George declares, "I think I just got me one more baby girl, and I'm gonna call her a Binya." When memories of watching her parents' bodies being lowered into the sea resurface, Mama May comforts her. "Mama's here." Though Lavinia lives among the enslaved community, her whiteness creates an invisible barrier. Mama May gently explains this reality. "While they'll always be my family, I'm on the winning side and might one day look out for them." This dual identity, belonging emotionally to the black community while being destined for white society, creates the central tension that will follow Lavinia throughout her life. How do we navigate belonging when society insists on dividing us by the color of our skin?
Belle endures a painful existence at Tall Oaks as the captain's unacknowledged daughter born to an enslaved mother. Initially educated in the big house, she was later relegated to the kitchen house after the captain remarried. The captain's promises of freedom papers remain unfulfilled when Marshall, the captain's son, and Rankin, the overseer, assault her, leaving her pregnant with Jamie, whose white features eventually reveal his parentage. Maternal instinct drives Belle's actions. When Marshall claims Jamie as property, she declares, "Marshall's taken my boy, and there's nothing worse you can do to a mama." Her resilience shows as she transfers her love to George when separated from Jamie. Later, she confronts Marshall with her freedom papers, demanding to buy Jamie's freedom. Through her determination to protect her son and secure their liberty, Belle stands as the story's moral center.
Marshall Pike personifies the plantation system's corrupting power. His childhood is marred by his mother's laudanum addiction, father's infidelity, and slavery's brutality. His early cruelty, pushing his sister Sally to her death, foreshadows his character. Under Tudor Waters and Overseer Rankin, Marshall becomes entangled in disturbing power dynamics. Waters sexually abuses him, making Marshall both victim and perpetrator. When Ben kills Waters protecting Marshall, the household conceals the body, further warping Marshall's moral compass. As Tall Oak's heir, Marshall embodies the plantation system's depravity, drinking, gambling, and sexually abusing enslaved women. His treatment of Jamie, his biological son through Belle's rape, reveals his moral bankruptcy. Despite their obvious resemblance, he threatens to sell him, calling him that Nigra's boy. Marshall's downfall comes when he permits Rankin to hang Mama May. This atrocity drives Jamie to confront his biological father with a shotgun, calling him father before firing the fatal shot, a patricide, symbolizing the collapse of a system built on exploitation.
The kitchen house serves as both setting and symbol, embodying plantation life's complex social dynamics. Positioned between the big house and slave quarters, it represents a liminal space where rigid boundaries occasionally blur, a rare intersection where enslaved people, servants, and sometimes owners interact. For Lavinia, it becomes her first American home and place of deepest attachments. For Belle, it's both sanctuary and prison, where she exercises autonomy as cook while remaining tethered to the plantation system. This space witnesses community through shared meals, storytelling, and cultural preservation. Wedding preparations, bread making, and intergenerational teachings create a haven amidst hardship. Yet this sanctuary becomes violated when Marshall and Rankin assault Belle there, revealing the plantation's fundamental contradiction: genuine human connection within an inhumane system. When Belle returns after fire destroys the big house, her choice to live in the kitchen house becomes an act of reclamation, honoring the community it once sheltered. Grissom explores how family extends beyond blood through Lavinia's connections with Mama May as surrogate mother, Papa George as father figure, and Belle as protective sister. When Lavinia questions her place between worlds, Mama May teaches her that family means caring for each other regardless of color. The novel presents unconventional maternal relationships. Belle mothers Jamie despite separation and cares for Lucy's son George, while Mama May nurtures not only her biological children, but also Belle and Lavinia. Even Miss Martha finds purpose in caregiving despite her struggles with motherhood. Family manifests most profoundly through sacrifice. Mama May gives her life to protect Belle and others, wearing Belle's green headscarf as she faces death. Belle risks everything for Jamie. Papa George remains at Tall Oaks after receiving his freedom papers, declaring, "Where a gonna go, Abinya? This place my home." By the novel's end, survivors create a new family at the rebuilt Tall Oaks based on mutual respect rather than exploitation. This reconstituted family, working together on their horse business, represents hope for a future where family is defined by who stands beside us in our darkest hours. Silence serves as both shield and burden throughout the novel. The household's unspoken agreement about Water's death initially protects Ben, but gradually erodes Marshall's mental state. Belle's silence about her rape represents complex self-preservation that ensures survival while enabling Marshall's claim over Jamie. This burden shapes how she raises Jamie, balancing protection against truth. The captain's devastating silence, his failure to acknowledge Belle, and Belle's confrontation with Marshall are essential acts of resistance, reclaiming voices in a system designed to deny human dignity. Every character bears profound trauma, with different healing paths. Miss Martha escapes into laudanum addiction, while Marshall embodies the tragic cycle where victim becomes perpetrator. Lavinia offers a middle path. Initially mirroring Miss Martha's addiction, her maternal instinct toward Ellie ultimately drives her recovery. She heals by accepting her identity and reconnecting with her kitchen house family. Belle demonstrates remarkable resilience. After suffering rape and separation from Jamie, she emerges from depression through her connection with young George. "As I sit by the fire holding little George, something changes in me." Caring for others helps her reclaim her life. The rebuilt Tall Oaks symbolizes collective healing. Belle's final resting place in the Big House Cemetery, marked Belle Pike, daughter of James Pike, represents healing across generations. The kitchen house reminds us that healing rarely comes through isolation. It emerges when we face our past, speak our truth, and rebuild with those who truly see us.